Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN Chamber Day. I'm talking with Jason Smith, Chamber President here with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and Director of Economic Development, Darren Solden. And next segment here, we're going to start talking about an issue that was passed by the Manhattan City Commission this week after a lot of discussion, and that is the renewal of the half-cent sales tax, I believe. That'll be going on the ballot here, I guess. It's not a renewal. It'll be a ballot question here in the fall.
Yeah, I was going to correct you because we want to make sure that we're open and talk about the facts on this. So currently we have a half cent, what is called the economic development sales tax, that's Raleigh County only. And so we do not collect that tax on the Pottawatomie County side of Manhattan. But that money goes through the county. The county gets a certain amount for roads and bridges. And then the city gets a share of that per the statute. And they have dedicated a third of that for property tax relief and two thirds for infrastructure and economic development. That's how we funded our economic development program actually for nearly 20 years. We see a lot of the, it's not rocket science to figure out, but a lot of the shopping is shifting onto the east side. And so the sales tax growth on the Raleigh County side of Manhattan isn't near what it is on the Pottawatomie County side. And so there were a number of individuals who began discussions about should we look at this as a city initiative and to do economic development and infrastructure. And the commission debated that and ultimately made the decision to move forward on a city election in November. It would not be enacted until 2023, which is when the current county one expires. So it would not be an increase right now. And when it's voted, depending on what the county decides to do, obviously would depend on what that might be going forward. It would be an increase on the Pottawatomie County side. The difference in this one, which we think is a pretty good model. First of all, there are dedicated funding streams in this one. So as part of the ballot, because we heard from some people in the fall that voted on the issue that the open-endedness of the question was not something they liked. And so the question will be very specific about what percentage goes to what kind of projects. 70% will go to property tax relief and debt reduction to help the community invest in some growth infrastructure projects. 20% will be dedicated to job projects, so creating new jobs. And we continue to see over and over again when we survey the community, that the community comes back that the number one challenge is for our city is high-paying jobs. We just don't feel like we have enough to attract and retain talented people to the community and to raise the standard of living for our residents. We agree with that. We think we need more jobs, and so investing in those kind of activities we think is really important. And then another new thing is 10% is dedicated to what is called workforce housing, which affordable housing has a specific definition under the federal and sometimes state and local housing initiatives. And so we don't want to confuse that language. And so what we're talking about basically are people who come to Manhattan or want to stay in Manhattan, young professionals, blue collar workers, who are having trouble finding appropriate housing. And that is a major challenge for Manhattan, particularly as it relates to professional rental properties. And there's a lot of rental properties that's targeted at students. There are a lot of potential lots for new construction to potentially buy a home. There are not a lot of rentals that a family that has two incomes would want to rent, or that a young professional that wants to stay in Manhattan and is ready to establish their own career and their own life would be able to rent. And so there's a variety of opportunities in that space that we think are available that we could redevelop some existing neighborhoods and develop some new and appropriate housing for our workforce and our workers. And so we're real excited about that opportunity. We did, we were a little leery about the timing. And so we did some polling. The chamber did some polling of the community and it came back fairly strong that people are they want jobs and are interested in growing the community in the right way, interested in maintaining our quality of life. And that the current COVID situation has little impact on how they view those initiatives right now. And so our folks, after seeing the results of that, feel very strongly that, that we have a good opportunity to create the kind of vibrancy that will allow this community to recover quicker from some of the COVID situations and be able to diversify the economy. We've seen what's happened over the last several years as the student population has dropped. Our tax revenues are flat, and we need to have other opportunities to grow industries and potentially tourism activities that don't have such a strong reliance on students. And of course, you never know what the future is of the military. And while we absolutely value our relationship with Fort Riley, having your economy strictly relying on government jobs is sometimes not a great long-term strategy for economic growth. So we want to make sure that we have a third. So we have federal, we have a university, and then a stronger private sector that can help lift us up when we have difficult times as well. So we'll be getting out a lot of information about this initiative over the next several months. The vote, of course, will be part of the general election in November. And we appreciate the city commission's aggressiveness and willingness to continue to invest in the community for jobs and quality growth.
Well, obviously, and from the city and the chamber and a lot of the government perspective, there will be a, I'm sure, a big push for this to pass here in the fall. If it fails, what's the next step after that?
I mean, I don't know that there's any particular plans, but the current county tax is on through 2022. And so there are still some funds available for things that might come up from time to time. It is getting very limited. The city used a sizable portion, or is planning to use, I think, a sizable portion of the Economic Development Fund to help with budgetary issues this year. It is a tough year, and so they felt very strongly that they needed to keep the levy flat, and which we applaud, but to do that, they needed to be able to transfer funds from other places. And so that fund is projected to, with just the current things that are taken out of the Economic Development Fund, is projected to run out fairly quickly after the tax is expired. And so at that point, we are not going to be competitive for new jobs and new investment from private companies. So we just think it's important that long-term that we have a plan to replace those funds, we'll continue to work on opportunities to do that. So specifically to answer your question, Brandon, there's not a strategy for if it fails, but timing-wise, we would be looking at about a two-year period where we could develop a different strategy.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. We'll our final break, and we'll come back, wrap things up here with the Chamber here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.